I had a follow-up with Taylin. If you weren't here last Sunday, she was our guest speaker. Bye, you're going to have a great time. That was the sweetest thing. He's like, I'll see you later. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the children and the teachers. And thank you, Lord, for grace and mercy and love and understanding and patience, heavenly patience in Jesus' name. Anyways, I had a follow-up with Taylin, and I just want to share with you that she herself was so moved by our body. She said that she left just feeling something she hasn't felt before, like how loved on she was. Amen. By us, truly, right? And when we first met, I had said, I do just want to let you know that we are a small body, but we are mighty. We really are powerful in Christ, right? And I reminded her that Jesus himself had 12 boys, right? And changed the entire world, okay? So the number itself doesn't matter, okay? It really is the hearts. And when she walked out of here, she was like, I was beside myself. I've never experienced something like that before. What an incredible gift. When we had, you know, made the invitation of please come, let us lay hands on you, let us pray over you to bless you and send you out, she floated out of here, okay? filled with the Holy Spirit and just so encouraged, right, by everyone's prayers and everybody just being able to lay hands on her. And it was very powerful and moving for her. So thank you for that. Okay, so this morning, actually, I get to just praise the Lord. I get to praise the Lord in front of you. I want to share a testimony that just happened December 6th, so just a little while ago. It's pretty crazy because I was like, Lord, with Advent and all that, I did know it was joy. But today, I was like, Lord, I have to praise you for peace. I have to praise you for peace. Have you ever been in a place in your life where his living word truly came alive for you? I hope that you have. I have many different times, but also on December 6th, a few days ago, it happened again, and I was so grateful that his word is alive, changes our lives, transforms our heart, and does something because he is very, very real. Okay, so before December 6th, I took a supplement, and this supplement truly is like broccoli, kale, like cruciferous, whatever, however you say that, okay? Certain vegetables, all right? It's supposed to really make you healthy and all of this and good for your liver and all the stuff, okay? So my body was like, you know what? I don't like this. I don't like this. And I had this throbbing headache and severe leg pain. And I was like, okay, this isn't right or normal or natural, I don't think. Like, this is a capsule of broccoli and kale. Okay, whatever. Anyways, it was very, very high grade. Okay, so it wasn't fillers or anything like that. It was actually given to me by a very dear close friend who is a chiropractor. And so she really does know her stuff. Anyways, I took it and I had pain in my body, a lot of pain in my body. And I had only taken these supplements 3 times. So one capsule, 1 day. One capsule, second day. Okay, one capsule, the third day. And I stopped it because I was like, wow, this could really be a side effect, right? What is happening? What's going on? Headache left. Both pains, right, like in my legs. The left one left and the right one did not. And I go, this is so odd. I don't understand what is happening. I don't know why I have throbbing pain in my leg. And this throbbing pain was more than just muscle. It was heaviness deep inside of my leg. And so I was like, my like, oh, why? It felt like my leg weighed 600 pounds. And then pain, throbbing, okay, heaviness. And I would use my massage gun multiple days in a row. I would try to massage my leg. I was like, Lord, I just rebuke this pain. Like, get it out, right? In Jesus' name. I don't agree with this. I don't understand why. I took activated charcoal. It's just a binder. It's very, very good for you. Absorbs anything in your body, right? Flushes it out. Didn't really do anything. I still had pain in my leg. And I'm like, Lord, I haven't taken this supplement for days now. Okay, for days. Anyways, I go to Safeway. I do my shopping. Okay, I go to Bi-Mart, do my shopping and all this. One of my friends, she's texting with me. And so chit-chatting back. And I finally had said, how are you doing? What's going on and all this? And I said, I'm doing fine. Although I have a lot of heaviness in my leg. I have a lot of pain. Okay, this particular friend is, I don't know. She's not a doctor, okay? She's a Google doctor. She's like, found it. I know what this is. You need to look out for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 17, okay? If you have these side effects, if you have this symptom, if you have this, and this, it's just something to be aware of. Don't be in fear, which is funny for her to say, okay? And I wasn't in fear. I actually, thank you, Jesus, I didn't have fear, but I had concern. This is not normal, right? Or like, what's going on in my body, right? Okay, and so anyways, I'm sharing this with her and I said, well, I'm on my way home. I'm done with shopping. And she goes, do you have a warm spot, like a hot spot on your leg? Is it getting really hot and painful in a certain place? And I go, look, I'm a woman. My hands and feet are always cold, okay? I said, so anywhere I touch on my body, it's gonna feel warm because my hands are cold. I said, but Steven, my husband, he's a heater. So if he feels the back of my leg, he'll know if it's hot or warm or just fine, okay? She's like, good plan, good idea. I go home. I go, babe, I just need you to just look at my calf, look at the back of my leg. This spot right here is throbbing. And it's been easily a solid 5 days since I have taken a capsule. So he looks at my calf and he's like, yeah, it's slightly warm and almost slightly discolored, which was another side effect. A hot spot, slightly discolored, like that's just not normal for your leg, okay? And you have throbbing deep pain. And anyway, so it was like on the list. My leg hit every marker to actually go in and get checked out, because the biggest concern actually was a blood clot. And I'm like, okay, all right. And you know what was amazing is that my husband just prayed, actually. He was like, Father God, we just say no. We say no to fear, to any sort of blood clot, to pain in the leg. Like, this has to go in Jesus' name. And I just agreed. It wasn't like spectacular. It was just, God, I'm coming to you. I'm saying no. You didn't bring us here to Philomath for me to have a blood clot and then bye. See ya in heaven when all of you show up, right? Lord, I'm not going to agree that that's your plan. And I had a different peace. And so we went downstairs. I ate something because I had just came from Safeway and Bi-Mart, that area over there. And he goes, babe, I think you should really, like, probably go to urgent care because you have every symptom, you know, of something really bad, a bad outcome. And I'm like, let me eat some, you know, chips and guacamole or something real fast and let me do this. And I did. I ate something and I just got ready and I drove to urgent care. I haven't been to urgent care here before. So I found out they don't have an ultrasound machine. They didn't have, you know, anything really for my particular situation, which was fine. And she told me that. She's like, I'm so sorry. I don't want to waste your time. We don't have an ultrasound machine. If we take blood, labs would not come back until like the following day. I really think that you should go to the ER. Okay, fine. 12 minutes down the road. Thank you, God. Now, I don't know if you all know this. I hate hospitals. I hate them. I am thankful for them. I am thankful I live in America. I am thankful that if I need a doctor, I can go in and be seen by one. I'm grateful for that. Inside my soul, those wounds, those trauma, because I've walked out of a hospital empty-handed without my child, okay? I have this residual, like, I hate hospitals. For my experience, they end in death. Not every experience do I have with a hospital ends in death. Thank you, Jesus, for that, right? So this is where I am at. I'm like, oh, ER, my favorite place to be. Wait, didn't we just talk about waiting and hoping and how they go together, right? And I was like, you ever been in a waiting room? You're like, yeah, I have. Isn't that your favorite place? No, never. It never is. So where do I find myself, like, the following week? In a waiting room at the ER, alone. Stephen asked me, of course, do you want me to go with you? Do you need me there? I was only going to urgent care at this time. And I was like, no, babe, no. I'm good. It's fine. It's urgent care. I'll just go there, see if they have an ultrasound machine. Take care of this. We'll see what happens, right? I call him. So I'm going to the ER. They're sending me over there. They have an ultrasound. Labs will come back just like this. No problem. Are you okay? Do you need me to meet you over there? Actually, babe, I'm okay. I am okay. I'm all right. Thank you. Because the peace that I received in our room, just after he prayed over my leg, I was grateful. And I was grateful that I was present enough to realize, wow, I feel different. I don't have this anxiety, this like, I'm gonna die. I have a blood clot in my leg. It's gonna go to my lungs and death. I wasn't freaking out like that. Thank you, Jesus. And you know what that showed me? That the Lord himself has healed something inside. That I am not back here in my past. I am here, right? I am, and I'm with him, and he is with me. So I go into the emergency room. Here's my info. Here's my name. Why are you in? And I said, I just speak it. I go, well, I pray to God that I don't have a blood clot in my leg. But I'm here to see if I actually have a blood clot in my leg. But thank you, Jesus, it won't be. He goes, yes, ma'am. Okay. Da, 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 da. And he does my information and all of that. And I go in the waiting room and I sit and I am alone. And man, I am watching some characters walk in and out. Okay. Better than cable. I wasn't bored. And actually, so many people that were walking in, two different families walked in with infants. You know what I was doing? Praying. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that little baby doesn't have RSV or whatever, right? Like, thank you, Jesus, that that infant is going to be eating. Thank you, Lord, that those parents aren't freaking out. Thank you, Lord, that those babies are going to walk out. Well, you know, be carried out. Those infants are going to be carried out by mom and dad. There's no other outcome for those little ones. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This one over here that is in a wheelchair, that's having severe high blood pressure and all that, Lord, thank you for healing that one. Thank you for wheeling him back within minutes. Thank you, Lord. I am okay to sit here and wait. That's okay. Never before have I been like that, right? It's like probably going to die, okay? It was different, and I praise him for that. I know that I had the peace of Christ over me, sitting there waiting. I waited just shy of an hour, 3 minutes before 1 hour, okay? So I'm sitting there, and I wasn't like, oh, my God, let's go. I wasn't. I was just, okay, I'm here, and I am going to be seen. Things are going to be found out, and it's going to be all right. I go back there. In my own little personal waiting room, okay? My own, yeah, all alone, completely alone, right? And then we call them vampires. The vampire comes in, right, to take my blood. She was the best vampire I've ever met in my whole life, okay? I didn't even feel it. She's like, do you want me to do a countdown? I was like, countdown? I'm not a child. No, it's fine. She already did it. I mean, it was like, you are impressive, okay, you're the best vampire I've ever met. She's like, thank you. Thank you. I take pride in my job. This chick was like 22, okay? She was wonderful. And I was like, Lord, thank you for that. Thank you. Even for that, Lord. Because I've had an experience before where someone like truly does not know what they are doing. Track marks in my arm. A big bruise I can't even measure, right? I'm like, don't give me track marks. Don't pop my vein. Do your job right, okay? Oh man, she did. She did great. I wasn't rude like that to her. I'm just telling you past experience, okay? She was lovely. And I was like, wow, Lord, thank you. That my blood will be tested. The right three tests will be taken. I don't have to be in concern of this. One major test is called a DVT, right? Deep. You guys all know. Thank you, okay? I'm a newbie. Yeah. Pros in this room. Thank God, okay? Right. I shouldn't even be talking up here. You guys should be. So, yes, that was taken, okay? And anyways, and I'm sitting there and I'm waiting all of this, and I'm just like, Lord, I just thank you and praise you. That's still sitting here all alone. I'm not sweating with anxiety. I am not crying. I am full of peace. I have your peace. And I thank you and praise you for that. Thank you, Jesus. And then soon, well, later, but soon still, I go in and have an ultrasound done on my leg. And I was so grateful because it was this older gentleman, and he wasn't afraid to talk. And that gave me, again, such peace because it wasn't transactional. You know, like, lay down, here's the towel for your leg, gel on your leg, and then here we go, monitor, silence. It wasn't. I have been in that situation before. And it was one of the worst situations I've ever been with because I had to deal with one of my babies and they were silent with an ultrasound. And all they could say was, I'm sorry, we can't say anything. Like, we can't even speak to you. You know what we can do? Turn on the color. We can turn on the color, which is for blood flow. You know what happened? Nothing. Nothing. So in that moment when I'm laying there and I'm having an ultrasound done on my leg, the tech is speaking to me. He turns on the sound, he turns on the color, and he goes, wow, what beautiful blood flow through these veins. And we're just gonna do a little test as if this was my leg. And he compresses and he whoosh, we hear the whoosh, and he's explaining to me every single part of what he is doing. I have such peace laying there. I'm looking at an ultrasound. I'm hearing the whooshes. I'm seeing my veins. They are open and they are clear, okay? Hallelujah. Yeah, absolutely. Because I said, I thank you that you will find nothing. And he's like, you want me to find nothing? Like, then you have no answer. I go, no. No is an answer. No is an answer, and I'm going to receive it. Because thank you, God. And I just speak like that. Thank you, God, that there is no blood clot. There is nothing, right? I'm not going to partner with that. If you find it, then we deal with it. But as of right now, presently, I'm going to have faith. I don't have one. My leg is fine. My body is fine. It's not currently traveling up to my lung, you know? No. I'm just not going to agree with that. Okay. So I'm present in this moment. I am not self-protection. I am not like disconnected, okay? And he speaks through every step. Wow, beautiful veins. Wow, this and this and this. This is this. This is this. I don't see anything. I don't see anything. I'm like, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. It means I'm not having to receive a new medication, right, to try and break it up. I don't have to have an immediate follow-up appointment with a different doctor, which I don't have because I just moved here, right? Like, it just settles so many things. And I told him, I just need to say, I am so grateful for you talking with me. And he goes, man, I'm all about education. I love this. I could get in trouble for talking. I go, not by me. I'm thankful. Thank you for looking at me and speaking to me like a human being. Thank you for educating me on what you are going after, what you're seeking, what you're trying to find, what you're looking for, right? And what you are actively seeing on the monitor. And for it, like, filling me up with hope, because my experience, a lot of hospitals actually don't give you hope at all, okay? My experience. This was different. And in that moment, too, I felt like, Lord, I feel like this, my past to my present moment, right, has been redeemed, right? Like, I don't have to stay back there with doctors or ultrasounds or hospital. Because today, with a doctor, I'm in a hospital, I have an ultrasound, and it is the complete opposite. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that's been redeemed. And that's how I receive it. And so what was going through my mind was the verse in Philippians. And I'm sure it's a very familiar verse. Good. I'm glad that it should be familiar. And it's Philippians 4, starting at verse 5. And it says, the Lord is at hand. The Lord's at hand. The Lord himself is with me. Stephen may not be, my children may not be, but my Lord is. I'm not actually sitting there alone. He is present. He is with me. Okay? The Holy Spirit is there. Even if I don't like physically feel him, I'm going to be saying this. Lord, you're right there with me. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm not alone. Thank you, Lord, that I can sit here and know that things are completely different. They're not what they were. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything. Okay, sometimes in our lives, that is extremely difficult to do, right? Anybody have anxiety attacks, panic attacks, where your lungs just, they're not working. I'm sweating. I can't function, right? So it's like, Lord, how is it that you say, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And I was like, Lord, your word came alive for me. The Lord is with me in that ER room. I didn't feel overwhelmed by anxiety, okay? Every person that walked in, I just said a prayer for them, right? Lord, this is what is at hand too. Do I have a blood clot? I have horrific pain. The throbbing is still there, but I thank you and I praise you. I don't have a blood clot. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your peace. How is it that I feel this much peace, right? Here's my request. Lord, I thank you and praise you that I don't have a blood clot. My request is I don't want to have a blood clot in my leg. I'd like this pain to leave. In verse 7, it says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus. That itself is so powerful. It is full of power. The peace of God. Do you guys have peace every moment of your day? No, I know the answer is no, right? No. But we have the peace of God, and the peace of God is Jesus Christ himself. It is him. I have him. He's with me. You have him. He is with you, right? The peace of God, which surpasses. It goes far beyond understanding, reason, logic. It's not probably logical for me to just kick back. I'm cool. Don't worry about it. I could die. I could have a blood clot in my leg. Could be traveling right now. I never see my husband or my girls again. I'm fine. It doesn't make sense. But he is so much more than my tiny little brain, okay? And my reasoning and my sense of understanding, right? His peace goes over my understanding, right? His peace guards my heart. My heart was guarded. My heart was held. My heart was protected. It was shielded. And my mind is it's a big deal for me, right? Because the battlefield, the battleground that Satan attacks us is our brains, right? You're going to die. You're going to die. You're going to drop dead. You feel all that pain in your leg? Yep. It's because that blood clot is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. You feel all that? You're going to die. That's not true. Lord sent you to Philomath. You're going to die. Do you hear voices, right? Those fears, those worries, those doubts. Great, the next funeral is mine. Like, no, my mind was guarded. My mind was guarded by his peace. His peace was tangible for me. And so I praise him for it. I praise him for it. And you know what? The people in the hospital too, they were like, do you need a gurney? Do you need a stretcher? Do you need a wheelchair? I'm like, I've had babies just fine. I can walk. I'm good. This ain't nothing, okay? And they're like, wow, you can walk? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I can walk. And I'm like, and I am going to walk out of here. I will be fine. I will. And I was. And that was the report. Nothing to report. They're like, your blood work looks so good, so clean. Your electrolytes, great. Your blood pressure, great. There was no detection of the DVT anywhere. Things are good. And the tech had even said to me, he goes, you know, I do easily over 100 ultrasounds a day, okay? A day. And I was like, all right, I believe you, okay? He goes, truly, the likelihood of a blood clot, slim to none. He goes, I'm telling you, out of 100 scans, two, maybe three are a real blood clot. That's it. He goes, I do this job every single day. He goes, commercials try and scare you, right? Side effects, blood clot, blah, 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 blah. If you have this, blah, 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 blood clot. If you have this, blah, blah, blah. He's like, I know that there's a lot of fear wrapped up around it, but I'm telling you, it's hardly ever the case, right? And I was like, wow, thank you, Jesus. But I was so grateful that his word to me, when the Holy Spirit brings up, right, brings to remembrance his word that he's taught you, you're like, wow, Lord, that personally applies to me. Thank you. And when we get that, when we're like, ooh, mind blown, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of revelation makes it come alive, it's yours forever and you keep it. Yes. Nobody ever steals it from you. Right? Someone try to tell me that the peace of God isn't real. Say it. I will tell you the opposite. Okay? Right? So I praise him for peace. I praise him that he himself is my peace, our peace. It doesn't mean that it's not scary. Real life is scary, right? Real life has a lot of troubles and problems. And what does the Lord say? Check it. It's gonna come. You're gonna have trouble. You're gonna have problems. But take heart. I've overcome the world. Who do we need to be hanging out with? Him. It's him. We have to go to him, right? Just this morning, I leave my house. I drive to church. It's 8 minutes, okay? My heater is not blasting. We don't have ice outside. It's not even very cold. I don't know what happened. I pull into the parking lot. Guess what? My back windshield explodes. Hmm? Oh my gosh. Yeah. Sniper. Gunshot. Yeah. Let's make a good story. I was hit by a sniper, you guys, and I survived. I'm sorry, Danny. If this brings up anything, I'm sorry. Right? But I'm saying, like, new troubles, new problems, right? I call my man immediately. I'm like, oh. Okay, it just goes, and now it sounds like Rice Krispies, and glasses falling off, and all of this. I go, if I touch it, it will just shatter. It's in a billion pieces. And at the same time, I was like, wow, Lord, okay, what is this? What is this? I'm not angry about it. I'm a little upset, like, great. What am I supposed to do? Like, now I don't have a back window. I mean, it's still, thank you, Jesus, in the moment, like, there. But if we touch it, it'll probably fall to pieces. But there's an immediate trouble. And I'm like, Lord, what is this? And you know, in prayer, actually, I felt like the Holy Spirit had said, my past, what we look back into, it's no longer just a clear window that I can see through, that I can look at it all the time. It's so beveled, right? Like a shower door, where you actually just can't clearly see through it now. It's like when you look at your past, it doesn't look the same. I can't even see all the way back there. Do you know why, really? I want to say this, that any time that we actually look at our past not covered by the blood, it's illegal for you to do that, okay? Because everything is covered in the blood. Everything is redeemed, right? So if I look on the past not covered in the blood, I'm in the wrong. When I look at my past and it's covered by the blood, it's covered. It's covered. It's redeemed. He is over it. He is, right? My past is broken and shattered. What is there to look at? Right? Something new is coming. Something new is coming, and it's going to be clear, and it's going to be different. It is going to be different, right? So I say all of this to encourage you, to encourage you. If there's pieces in your past that you're like, ugh, that still really hurts. And it hurts because it's real. It is. Invite the Lord into those places. Lord, what do you want to show me in this? What do you want to show me in a broken window, right? Maybe what I look through is broken, right? There's a lot of cracks. There's a lot of like distortion when I look back. Lord, help me to look forward. Because my windshield in front happens to be brand new. Thank you, Jesus. And I can have forward-facing vision, right? So can you. I'm sure you already have it. But it's just that reminder. A trouble came this morning, and I still choose to praise. Bless you. That's my own. Bless you, Selah. So, Lord, we just come before you. We thank you and praise you that you are the God of peace. We thank you and praise you that you redeem our past. Yes. I thank you and praise you that you are the God of the living and not the dead. I thank you and praise you that you say multiple times, I give you peace. Peace that goes so much further than our own understanding, our wisdom, our insight, peace that doesn't make sense to us, and yet it's tangible peace. I can hug you. I can embrace you because you are a God that comes so close. You even say, cast all of your cares onto you. Cast them out. Throw them over to him. Let go of them. Give them to him. He's happy to take them. He wants to take them. He makes that exchange, that heavy, heavy burden, for a burden of light. I thank you for how good you are, God. I thank you, Jesus, that for me, the report was clean and clear. I praise you for that, Lord. I praise you that even the day after and that evening and this morning is another day. Lord, thank you. I praise you. I worship you. You're worthy of it, Lord. I thank you for that. Lord God, I pray that these hearts here in-house and even online later that are listening are encouraged, and encourage even, Lord, to be in your word and saying, Jesus, I want your word to come alive for me. I want that Holy Spirit revelation to be in my mind and my heart. Let it come alive, Lord. It already is living. And I thank you, Lord, for those places that you redeem, that you have a gentle touch upon. I thank you for how good you are. And I thank you and praise you that you have a solution before I ever have a problem. So I come to you with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. You already have that issue fixed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you want to do. I bless everyone here. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You are dismissed, and we have potluck downstairs.